दोस्तों, आपने हाल में ही SBS हिंदी के माध्यम से यह पढ़ा होगा कि एक भारतीय मूल के नर्स दीपक मैनुअल का परमानेंट रेजिडेंसी वीजा एप्लीकेशन रिजेक्ट कर दिया गया मेडिकल कारणों से, और वो मेडिकल कारण भी उनके छोटे बच्चे पर लागू होते थे। आइए जानते हैं दीपक से इस पूरे मामले के बारे में। दीपक, SBS के हिंदी कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है।
धन्यवाद
दीपक। सबसे पहले तो हम ये जानना चाहेंगे कि ये पूरा मामला क्या है, आपने परमानेंट रेजिडेंसी कब अप्लाई की, कब रिजेक्शन आया?
मेरे को हिंदी समझ आता है लेकिन बात करना मुश्किल है, सो आई बिलीव यू वुडंट माइंड इफ आई स्पीक इन इंग्लिश।
जी
श्योर। सो वी केम टू ऑस्ट्रेलिया 3.5 years अगो एंड वी वेर इन न्यूजीलैंड बिफोर दैट। वी वर स्पॉन्सर्ड फॉर अ 457 वीसा बाय आवर एम्प्लॉयर एंड वी अप्लाई फॉर परमानेंट रेजिडेंसी, but they refused it on the first time because of my son's disability. He was born with microcephaly and his name is Savio and he's 5 years old. Microcephaly is a condition where the head circumference is smaller compared to a normal infant, so that means correspondingly his brain size is smaller and he might have issues or he will have issues in the future. So as after assessments, we found out that he has mild to moderate developmental delays. So this was what happened. According to the case officer, he wouldn't meet the health requirements and that was refused. So they contacted us again, told that we could apply for permanent residency on a transition stream, which is you work under a certain employer for 2 years and then they would sponsor you again. So this is called 186 employer nominated scheme, and this had the option of health waiver, and we applied for this stream in May 2015, and we almost spent $8,000, and well, we had the same output or same result this time around.
लेकिन जैसा आपने बताया कि इसमें मेडिकल वेवर का ऑप्शन था, तो ये केस रिजेक्ट फिर से कैसे हो गया?
Well, we had the option of a health waiver and we did provide them with supporting documents. We did give them a stat deck saying that we are happy to buy a house and invest it in the name of my son. So that way it would help mitigate the issues or the cost related to his condition. I don't know. I mean, we did everything we could. We also got a letter from our GP saying that he wouldn't need any medical treatment because he's medically fit. The only issue is that he has mild to moderate developmental delays.
अच्छा दीपक, हम आपसे जानना चाहेंगे कि ये आपके पूरे परिवार के लिए तो काफी समस्या खड़ी हो गई है। आप $8,000 भी चले गए, ऊपर से इतने सारे डिक्लेरेशंस देने के बाद स्वयं से जीपी के द्वारा भी, और ये भी बताने की बात कि सेवियो की हालत उतनी गंभीर नहीं है जितना कि केस ऑफिसर उसे मान रहे हैं, तो पूरी फैमिली इसे कैसे ले रही है?
Well, I think it's ridiculous for them to have come to this conclusion that we are not eligible to stay in Australia, especially when my son Savio, he's a New Zealand citizen, because and I think New Zealand citizens are here on a special category visa which make them eligible to stay as long as they remain a New Zealand citizen. So they are, he had a Medicare card of his own, he was eligible for free education and stuff, and he had also started going to school here in Fairy Meadow, a place near our home, and he was settled in there. There are heaps of good teachers, they give him one-to-one attention, and we could see marked improvement in him in the last 3 months that he started going to school.
Gee.
I think this would be our biggest disappointment, because it would be very detrimental on him if he have to move from this country, because he went to something called an early intervention unit where they would prepare him for school. So he is familiar with the surroundings, familiar with the environment.
Gee.
And he was very comfortable in that. He's generally, when he started, he was a bit reluctant to go to school.
Gee.
Nowadays, he's very enthusiastic. He get excited the moment we say that we have school today.
Gee. And,
and when I rang a school in New Zealand, because when we had these plans of going back, we rang a school in New Zealand, and they said he may not get admission up until next year. So that would be really bad on him, you know what I mean? If he lose the continuity.
दीपक, आपका केस जो है अभी मीडिया और सोशल मीडिया के जरिए काफी चर्चित हो गया है. आपको कितना सपोर्ट मिल रहा है आपके कलीग से या लोकल जो सांसद हैं?
Yeah, I mean, I was really surprised with the amount of support that I got from my colleagues and the doctors here at this hospital. They were very supportive, and I really miss them because they gave me a lot of support. And also, same with my families, same with my friends in the community. We have a quite a good number of Indian community here in Wollongong, and they have been very supportive, and they all were very happy to extend any hand to help us. I think I will definitely miss them if I have to leave them, because and also at work, I had a very good relationship with all of them. And it was very easy for us to work as a team and contribute to Australian community, actually.
दीपक, आपको लग रहा है कि आपका केस लोकल MPs या जो एक्टिविस्ट एसोसिएशन होती हैं वो भी उठाएंगी?
Yes, my plight was taken into the attention of our local MP Sharon Bird by our colleagues, and there were heaps of petitions written on my behalf and individual letters as well. I think it was taken to the Minister of Immigration, Honorable Dutton, and it's been submitted to him for his consideration. But I'm not sure how long it will take for him to come to conclusion. Also, National Ethnic Disability Alliance has shown interest in my case, and they have offered to help us. So I think it's been great.
दीपक, जैसा आप बार बार बता रहे हैं कि आपका बेटा न्यूजीलैंड सिटीजन है, आपके पास न्यूजीलैंड सिटीजनशिप है, तो लोगों ने कईयों ने कहा होगा कि क्यों झमेले में पड़ते हो, बस वापस चले जाओ, न्यूजीलैंड जॉब ले लो. आपके मन में ऐसा कुछ ख्याल आया या ऐसा प्लानिंग शुरू हो गई है आपके परिवार में?
Well, we have thought of going back to New Zealand, because if I choose to stay, and because my current visa expires in August, and if I choose to stay up until then, I'm putting my family in a limbo, because I didn't want to take any chances. So I've applied for a job, and I've got a job. I've succeeded in obtaining a job, and we might go back just for the sake of my family.
जी. But तो आगे का क्या plan है कि आप ये case जारी रखेंगे, appeals जारी रखेंगे, या बस इसे इसी वक्त छोड़ दिया जाएगा?
No, we really would like to come back if this works out, actually, because we have made a lot of friends. I think we were so comfortable here. I mean, we were almost settled. So it's just for the sake of family that I'm moving to New Zealand. But I think it is temporary, really temporary.
हम आपकी स्थिति और मनोस्थिति समझ सकते हैं दीपक. हम तो यही उम्मीद करेंगे कि आपका केस जो है वो लोकल सांसद और एक्टिविस्ट उठाएं, और इंडियन कम्युनिटी भी आपका सपोर्ट करे. SBS हिंदी से बात करने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
थैंक यू सो मच. आई होप दिस वुड ब्रिंग इन सम अवेयरनेस अमंग पीपल. You know, people with disability is not treated they should be.
जी.
And hopefully future migrants will be aware and stop spending a whole lot of money.